Hello, it's Monday, January the 17th, and we're in Revelation chapter 7. We've already seen how chapter 7 is a parallel vision to chapter 6, that while in chapter 6 we see the four horsemen of the apocalypse, now in chapter 7 we see things from a different perspective, and we see evil being restrained by four angels. We see the verses 2 and 3 of chapter 7, the reason why evil is being restrained. It is in order that God's elect be granted a seal on their foreheads, and that's a symbol for, I think, the Holy Spirit indwelling the believer. But now, in verses 4 to 8, if the seal needed to be interpreted, we now have 144,000. And so in verse 4, I heard the number of the sealed, 144,000, sealed from every tribe of the sons of Israel. And there's no telling how many interpretations of this exists. And literally, of course, it would look like as though John is referring to 144 Jews, 144,000 Jews, being converted just prior to the second coming, or something like that. But the context in chapter 5 and verse 9, you remember, the Lamb purchased men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. In other words, the context is a message about the church of all ages, Jews and Gentiles. And so in verse 9 of chapter 7, after this I looked and behold, a great multitude that no one could number. So I think that that great multitude, which we'll look at shortly, is an equivalent way of saying 144,000. Now, why 144,000? And the answer is math. Because there are 12 tribes of Israel, and there are 12 apostles of the church. And I think John is saying the elect from the old covenant, the elect from the new covenant, multiply them together, you've got 144, and for good measure, add 10 cubed, and all of those numbers are significant, 1,000, and you've got a very large number. And I think there's no more to the meaning of 144,000 than it's a big number. It's a picture of completeness. Until it's answering in a different way the question, why is evil being restrained by these four angels? And the reason is until the number of the elect, until the number of the redeemed is complete. And what is a complete number? 144,000. 12 by 12 by 10 cubed. And that's just math. It's just playing with numbers to suggest a very large number. And that's wonderful to think that you, if you're trusting in Jesus, belong to the 144,000. And it's as simple as that. How wonderful. Have a wonderful day.